Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
State your correct name for the record.
ESPN 97.5. Presented by Zadok Jewelers, KFNC, Mont Bellevue, Houston. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Happy Juneteenth, everybody. Yeah, that's right. I said it. Here's why. Because I'm Team Jamel. Me and Jamel celebrating today.
You know there are other people you could be on their team. You know, it's always Team Jamel.
I love being on Team Jamel.
I know you do.
So it is Juneteenth, and a bunch of organizations are making it a holiday, which is good. That's great. Del, what are you going to do today to celebrate?
I'm going to have a traditional Juneteenth dish.
What is that?
I'm going to buy lasagna from Maggiano's.
Oh, that's your birthday thing.
Nah, I don't know what I'm going to do, actually. I don't know. Maybe Amazon Prime has offered movies talking about, featuring black Americans and the things they've gone through. I don't know if I'm just going to sit down and watch, but I remember it. I remember why it's important. What else should I be doing, John? You have suggestions?
No, well, last night we watched another Rodney King documentary. It was really good. Really, really good. I mean, dude, the police chief, what's his name? Daryl Gates.
Daryl Gates, yeah.
Oh, man. Man. Oh, man. That dude, I don't know how he lasted as long as he did. I just don't. The crap that he said, and it was, you want to talk about racially charged. And he just fanned the flames. Good Lord.
That dude was in service for 50 years.
You get that job as a lifetime job. It's like a Supreme Court judge. Like,
well,
if you're the police, I don't know if it's changed now, but the police chief, when he takes that in L.A. at that time, you get that for life.
He was a chief of police from 78 to 92, but he was a law enforcement officer. I said 50. It's actually a little less. 43 years. From 49 to 92, he was in law enforcement.
Wow. A lot of people got hurt because of him. A lot of people got hurt. But anyway, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe we'll watch another. I've been watching a lot of docs and stuff lately and get becoming normal. You know why? Because knowledge is power. That's why.
See, all the mixed messages with this.
Hey, don't play it. But we always reference it. But we don't ever want to hear it. But we really do want to hear it.
No. We don't want to hear it. Don't play it, okay? Because knowledge is power.
Where you heard knowledge is power from? Because some people say you hear it from a former player. Where did you hear that knowledge is power, John?
From Cal. I heard it from Cal. I'd never heard that before.
Do we have? Is there any proof?
No one had ever said that before.
Okay? I don't know that there's proof that actually.
There is no
knowledge
proof.
Is power.
Well, there it is.
It is.
Come on, John. You got to believe that.
I can't love that more.
You got to admit, knowledge is power has overtaken LSU fan.
LSU fan, and here's an interesting question.
LSU fan can't stuck his flag in my booty.
Here's an interesting question.
Knowledge is power.
I don't know. It's tough to rank them. It's really tough to rank those, but I think knowledge is power has superseded them in the rank and the power rankings.
That's amazing.
I mean, boy, you've got two straight years of LSU fan. two straight years. That thing lasted a long time.
Yeah. Well, and put it in reverse, Terry was up there for a while.
Put it in reverse, Terry?
Yeah.
LSU fan came stuck his flag in my booty.
Here's an interesting question.
Knowledge is power.
What a remix. What a remix.
I don't
now
know.
Now put me and John in it.
I don't have any.
You want to be in this?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
You want to be a
glory
boy? I was
sticking it in my mouth, but I was doing it wrong.
I like to spit in his mouth while he sleeps.
And you want more? Because
No. Those are only two. Then you have the other guys.
Oh, you want?
I don't want it to just be us.
Well, the problem with the system isn't that responsive, so I can't scroll back and forth. They're all on different sides. But I'm a fan of this one. We don't play this enough.
No, señor. No, señor. No, señor.
I like that one.
You like that one? Oh, you like? Excuse me. Excuse me.
Yep. Well.
Excuse me.
We haven't gotten to this one because Gilbert doesn't call in as much.
None of your business anyway.
I don't. I've never heard that one.
Yeah. Was it asked him a question or was it someone else?
I forget what the question was, but
yeah, Gilbert was. Wishes you had this.
Now I think that one's really.
That's
good
one
too.
Of my favorites. Yeah. That's one of my all-time favorites.
So you want a medley to figure out. Man, this is what happens when there's no sports. We're just going to do a medley of drops. John, it's your time to decide. Pick one. What's your ultimate?
Forever.
Put it in reverse, Terry. Your bitches wishes you had this. An LSU fan came stuck his flag in my booty.
I was sticking it in my mouth, but I was doing it wrong.
Knowledge is power.
What a remix. That one has to be the last one at all times. Anyway.
Yeah, I mean that's your Sweet Home Alabama. That's Stairway to Heaven. Knowledge is power. You have to play that last. Mm. It's Piano Man. You got to play
it
last.
My Whole Foods, I'm gonna still slap that dude up because I don't like him.
I'm a fan.
You're a fan of that
because it's a dude just saying I just like a guy so much. If I see him in a grocery store, I'm gonna beat him up.
What about there are too many white people around here?
Well, that's my life. I don't like highlighting that because I feel like that's my life in general. I always feel like there's too many white people around.
There's too many white people here.
Frankly, there's just too many white people.
And if you don't know the origin of that, there was some cultural center at some college. I forgot what it was called. And a young black woman stood up and said,
excuse me.
She went on a talk about why all the white kids are in this cultural center that was, I guess, in her eyes, specifically for people of color. And she said,
frankly, there's just too many white people.
Mm. And I think she was correct. But that's my general feel as opposed
to.
There's
just too many white people, period.
Yeah, that's my general feel about things.
Right. And she hit the nail right on the head.
Yeah, I would have laughed at her for standing up in a study
you
area.
Would have laughed if you were there. You would have been like,
"Yeah, I would have
too
laughed."
Many white people here.
I would have. First of all, I would have laughed at her for getting up and saying it, and then I'm like, "You know what? She's not wrong. Mm-hmm. There are too many white people here,
everywhere."
Yeah. Now, my only problem with her speech is she limited it to this particular space.
Right. There's too many white people everywhere.
Oh, right? White people taking L's all over the place right now. So.
White people are taking L's. White people.
The state of Mississippi's flag, taking an L.
Taking an L. Okay.
That's not white people. That's the state of Mississippi, Dell.
That's a white person thing.
Isn't that the entire state?
Have you?
No, it's not. Don't put it on me.
No, there are black people in Mississippi. But
no, don't put. Well, that's a white person thing. That's a
white Mississippi thing.
What goes first, Redskins name or state of Mississippi flag?
That's a good one.
Was the NCAA having a lot of championships hosted in Mississippi?
That's
anyway?
What I thought. Well, not one that I know of.
No, exactly. All or SEC championships.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah. Who was it? Sankey said we're not going to have any.
SEC's like, yeah, that's right.
We're taking.
I'll jump on board. And they're like, damn well, no.
We're taking them out of Starkville.
Is there any? What? We don't have any actually over there, do we?
Do
no?
We?
Okay.
Get them. Was the SEC tournament ever in Jackson at any point?
I don't recall that.
Yeah.
In Starkville.
Yeah. Even if you wanted to use the major city in Mississippi, I don't remember like the gymnastics.
What major city?
Well, exactly. That's the point, really. But when was anything being hosted in Oxford?
In Biloxi.
Yeah. All right. You took a stand. How about you talk with Georgia? Because if you've seen Georgia's flag, it looks eerily similar to the first Confederate flag. And I don't think Sankey's going to come out and go, Georgia, if you don't change your flag, we're not going to have the SEC title game in your state anymore. I don't think he's going to say that.
Somebody came yesterday with, by the way, does anybody really know what flag was flying when there was slavery? Oh, that's right. It was the American flag. We getting rid of that? We getting rid of the American flag?
I think that one's going to stay.
I think it probably will stay, but that was the flag that was flying during while there was slavery.
Yeah, the Union just gets away with it because they weren't specifically fighting. People get into how it was about state rights, and one of those rights was the right to own slaves. The Union kind of gets whitewashed in terms of some of their issues, but yeah, the American flag is not going anywhere. Don't you worry.
Well, but here's the one: the 13 colonies, that flag has been canceled because of now it's who's using it? What group is using it?
I'm sure it's some right-wing group, and that's why it got canceled.
Yeah, didn't somebody – Dan Athlete had that flag or something, and he got lit up because that's a flag for that some white supremacist group is using.
You mean – I know they altered it, but it was the punt – was it the punter that the Patriots drafted?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it
Or was it a kicker? No, it was the Patriots. It was I'm trying to remember if he was a kicker or punter. I actually had to write him up. I didn't have him written up. But it was a kicker. I think it was a kicker. No, it was a kicker because he had a really good year this year.
He went to Marshall.
Yes.
And he had on his...
Justin Rorschwasser.
Like 3% or something like that?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Which is white.
And he said he was getting the tattoo removed. That it was
covered up. Yeah. Huh.
No, he was gonna have it removed. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
You know how some people get tattoos of names and then they have to get it changed because they were complete and total idiots.
Yep.
Y'all are out here putting people's names on you. Man,
you dumb.
Have y'all not looked at the percentages of breakup/divorces? You're putting a name. That's why you have to get Molly turned into
What can you get Molly turned into?
Bollywood?
Mollywood?
It doesn't feel like it makes a lot of sense. The M to the B doesn't really work.
How many
work.
Guys have changed Molly to Holly?
Nah, the M doesn't work.
It's hard
for
the M to change into an H.
Make it just a, I don't know. How many times has Holly made men change?
What do you mean? The Holly we know?
Yeah.
That's a question you should ask her directly. I don't want to speculate.
Stop falling in love. Holly will break your heart. And all of a sudden, you got to get her name changed to something else.
I mean, Holly.
Change that tattoo.
Holly to you, man eater to me. I mean,
change that tattoo up.
Yeah.
The tattoo person is like, oh no, I guess I got to better get more ink
to cover up this stupid ink that I got.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to all you tattoo people for your poor decisions.
Uh oh, Tuve's tongue breaking. Rob Manfred unseals letter to Yankees. Here it is.
Nuh-uh.
Y'all MFers cheated.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
914 ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. Time for me to talk about my man, Jeff Aronoff, over at Absolute Marble and Granite. He's just so good at what he does. I'm looking at any time that you have marble or granite or tile or brick or stone, and Jeff does all of those things. And any time that you have that, it just looks so much more elegant, so much nicer. It just changes everything as opposed to, whatever, wood, whatever. I mean, it just makes it. When you go to casinos and they're all marble, it's just beautiful. I mean, it's just beautiful. And how do they do that? Well, they do it with somebody that knows what the heck they're doing with stone. And that's what Jeff Aronoff has been working with for years and years and years. And he's made so many. Countless. I don't even know that he could probably count how many places he has made so much nicer, and all of it. And he will design it for you. He designed ours for us, and he will design it for you. And so you take that architect step out of it, and he can see a backyard. He can see a patio. He can envision what it can be because he's done it so often, so many times. And he'll get that job done with you. And he'll do it at 20% off because you're a 97.5 listener, and he loves the 97.5 listener. So call him. And see, and you know what? Go just find out. He'll give you a consultation on what you can do, and he'll design it for you. It's all at 713-880-2822. 713-880-2822. Any big job that you have, you want to redo, whatever it is, that kitchen, that outdoor, that bathroom, whatever it is, you got it at Jeff Aronoff, Absolute Marble and Granite.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. If you'd like to get in here, you're more than welcome to hang with us on the show. All right, so, but we do know, okay, so we do know Jamal Adams isn't coming here, right? I mean, because...
Yeah, hopefully, smart people do. There'll be some leftover, like, Texans, make the call. They don't have anything, and they just told you they can't afford to pay anybody anymore. There's a reason Hop had to go. They can't afford to pay people because Watson's money's coming, period.
Yeah.
That's it.
No.
They're not adding new money. They already told you. They're not adding new money.
They're adding Eric Murray's. Okay, that's what they're adding.
Yeah. Michael Thomas.
Michael Thomas's. Right. That's what they're adding. They're not adding
Jalen Watson's
best safeties and one of the going to be one of the highest paid safeties in
the
league.
Nor should they.
No. No. They're okay. They're fine. You know what? They got a good safety on the cheap in Justin Reed, and he's in his first contract. That's going to come due, too, pretty soon here. Justin Reed's going to come due. So you got that. So that got to think about that as well, on top of Zach Cunningham.
Right.
I just don't see Bernardrick McKinney here more than this year.
Yeah, you know, I'd love to see him stay, but you're probably right. The smart football thing would be, you know what, reset. This is a position, just like running back. It's a position you can find.
Right.
You can find it cheaper. You can find starters in the third round, and good thing, because that's all the Texans ever have. So, yeah.
Well, I didn't see Zach Fulton here for more than...
I do believe
even,
the Texans...
I didn't even see Zach Fulton here this year.
Zach is going to be in a fight for playing time this year. They do, but the right guard spot is just not a fixed spot, and it won't be this year. However, I do think that from a linebacker standpoint that they will. Zach Cunningham, I think, is in their long term plans. You're not going to be able to pay both linebackers. You're not going to be able to do it, or at least not have them on the same, you know, on second contract deals. So I think you're right. I think.
No.
You're going to have to make a tough decision with Bernardrick McKinney unless he's willing to take a team-friendly deal, because fact is you just can't overpay for a two-down inside linebacker. You can't. Not at least not if a guy doesn't cover. Oh, Brian wants to talk about Mickey Mouse. That's a weird call. Let's see what Brian has to say, John. What's up, Brian?
I was wondering what Mickey Mouse would have to say about the Rob Manfred and Yankees thing.
I don't think does Mickey want to get involved in that?
Yeah, I'm not sure unless they're messing with his money.
Well, they kind of are, Lance. ESPN, you know what ESPN is, right, Lance?
Well, they're Disney, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
We got our hands in everything. And to be fair, Tony Clark and Rob Manfred are going to get a visit. A real visit.
They'll get a face-to-face visit, Mickey?
Not for me, because they're light work. I don't handle that type of stuff. But you know who does? Pluto.
Woo-hoo.
Woo-hoo.
Dog with a bat.
Are you mocking Mickey, John?
No, I'm not mocking Mickey.
Are you laughing at Mickey?
No.
Am I a clown? Do I amuse you? I still hear you laughing, John.
No, Mickey.
Team.
Don't be offended, Mick. All right. You're my guy.
Yeah, that's what I like to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Stay silent and keep cashing them Disney checks.
Well,
you know what? From now on, you're not going to get direct deposits. I'm going to write my name on that check so you know who's paying for that place you're living in. From now on, John, You'll get it hand delivered with my signature. Just so you remember. I run that. I run it. You owe your life to me.
Damn, John, you got a lot of heat coming down from Mickey.
He keeps laughing and keeps mentioning my name.
Yeah, I'd keep his name out of your mouth. When he said that, I think he means it, John.
I understand that. I didn't bring up Mickey. Brian did.
And then and when I started talking, you started laughing. What's so funny, John?
Are you me laugh.
There
all.
You go mocking me again.
No, I'm not mocking you. I laugh too. I've adopted your laugh. That's all, Mick.
I don't want you adopting my laugh.
I love your laugh.
Keep cashing them checks, John, because when they stop, maybe you're not so protected anymore.
No, they better not stop. Mick, don't let those checks stop, buddy.
You know how you're they don't guy. Stop? You keep my name out of your mouth.
I didn't bring you up. Brian did.
That's all what right. I thought, John. Why, it's Brian's why, fault.
That's right. It is Brian's fault. Brian, a-hole, bringing Mickey back.
Don't get your ass
Mickey.
Beat, Brian.
I don't need – all I need is Mickey to – those checks. That's all I need out of Mickey.
They're going
to
get hand-delivered, John, with my signature on it. Just so you remember. In fact, the next time you make a public appearance, you better have mouse ears on, or there's going to be a problem.
I would start. I'd go out there with the ears, John.
You're hanging out
I'm,
with your
I'm
buddy.
I'm going out. Don't worry. I'll get the ears, Mick.
That Mickey check's bigger than your gal check. Oh, you're going to have to go out with the ears.
Oh, that Mickey check is
all those
bigger.
Zoom calls. All that. What? You do that stupid. What do you do again? What were you doing with Dana this week? Where were your mouse ears, John?
Wow. Why is Mickey in your Dana Holgerson business?
I saw that stupid video. Mm-hmm. Put the mouse ears on, John. Oh, Dr. Linville. How about Dr. Mickey?
Putting mouse ears on my head.
Yeah, the only hair I want to see on your head is mouse head hair. Mouse fur. Put those ears on, John.
This Mickey thing makes me uncomfortable, if you want to know the truth.
You're worried it's going to get back.
I don't need this in my life. All
well,
right?
If you would have never called me a rat to begin with, this wouldn't have ever started.
Let's talk about the day Del got fired.
Yeah. Let's talk about something else.
No, let's talk about that, okay? This mouse thing is getting me, it makes me uncomfortable, okay? I don't want it getting back to the real Mickey, all right? I don't need that in my life. I don't need the real Mickey
a
in
Houston
my life.
A Houston sports talk host and husband of the ABC 13 general manager and president. That's how it will start. Dot, dot, mm-hmm. dot, dot, dot.
Dot, dot, dot.
Ellipses?
Yeah. Yeah.
Why are you wearing a mask, Lance?
I just decided to wear a mask.
There's no one in there.
Yeah, but I'm going extra safe. Look, I got this microphone covering. I got a mask now. I threw away that hand sanitizer that smells real terrible. It's not even worth putting that on your hands if it smells that bad. So that's got to be like a prank hand sanitizer.
It's just a weird visual. He's got his hat on, his glasses. He threw a mask on. I'm not sure what he's doing.
I just sprayed some hand sanitizer on my hand. Feeling safe right now. That's what I'm doing. I'm feeling safe.
You feel safer?
Mickey
feel
makes me
now?
Feel unsafe.
Yeah, Mickey makes me feel uncomfortable.
Mickey
too,
makes
pal.
Me feel unsafe.
Mickey makes everybody feel uncomfortable.
Naturally went for the mask. That's what I did.
So the Redskins have canceled their ex-owner. He was a piece of work. He says, I used to go down to Southern colleges to get players because the Southern colleges didn't have any Negroes.
Oof. And I was trying to appeal. That's why I went after my players.
Yeah. That's where I went after my players, down in the Southern colleges.
People are going to the microfish. Shout out to people who know what microfish means. It's starting to go through the microfish like... You can probably find it in an old movie by... who's the guy who wrote The Firm?
John Grisham?
Yeah. Like a John Grisham movie where somebody's doing research on microfish. You can see old newspapers like, let's go all the way back to on the Redskins, see what we can find. Whoa! You won't believe what I just found in a newspaper article.
Apparently in Washington, I guess it's well documented. His tomb has been desecrated. His statue has been removed. He said the Redskins founding father famously refused to sign black players for decades. Nice guy.
And we're talking about George Preston Marshall. Is that the guy you're talking about?
Yeah, that's him.
George Preston Marshall. We will sign black players when the Harlem Globetrotters start signing white players.
You know the reason the Harlem Globetrotters do what they do is because, well...
Wait, did he say
things
that?
Things like George Preston Marshall.
Oh, he said that out loud?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Cool, George.
And we'll see your your statue's gone. Beat it.
It's easy to cancel George, but, you know, that whole team name thing, we're going to keep that.
Yeah, we'll keep that. But we're going to get rid of that statue of that racist, but we're going to keep the name Redskins.
But maybe the most racist logo and team name in all of sports will remain.
Honestly, that it's got to go, right? I mean, Daniel Snyder can't. I don't know how long. Honestly, and the Confederate flag over. Again, which goes first, the Redskins name or the Confederate flag over Mississippi?
Daniel Snyder's been holding that line for a long time now. I would take is taking SEC championship things away from Mississippi enough? I mean, how much was that happening to begin with?
No, North Carolina got canceled for a while because of their bathroom stance.
Well, and now,
but North Carolina and Charlotte will actually hold whatever.
Yeah, the AC title game, the ACC tournament is there.
Right. But Mississippi? Oh, well. Okay. When was the last time you went to Mississippi for any kind of SEC championship?
I'm going to look it up. How many SEC tournaments have been held in Mississippi? Any type of tournament, whether
it
be gymnastics, track,
the basketball
whatever.
Tournament does, it rotates.
But
it used to anyway.
It's never in Mississippi.
No, it used to. I don't know whether or not they stay in the same place now, do they?
I don't know. I know it's been in multiple occasions, like you said, but...
The first thing that I ever covered in Baton Rouge was the SEC basketball tournament. Kyle Macy and Shaq and Chris Jackson. That was the first, and it was rotating then. I don't know if it rotates anymore.
I'm just looking at it the last couple of years. It's been in Nashville. It was in St. Louis 1 year in 2018, but it's been in Nashville really since 2015, and it's scheduled. It's going to be in Tampa in 2022, but the next 8 to 10 years is in Nashville. So that's pretty much the permanent home, Nashville, Tennessee.
But is Kansas City the permanent home for men's basketball?
Big 12? Big 12, I believe so.
Yeah.
Yes.
It doesn't make sense not to have a permanent, just like SEC championship game is always in. Like when I was watching Fight Slam and Jam when I was a kid, it would move around. Like they had their places it would move to, but it just I think it's best to have a centralized location for tournaments and championship and conference championship games. Just find one that you think is relatively central and just go with it that way, because it's easier to deal with hotels in advance and things like that. The logistics are easier if you know you're planning a year in advance.
For a while, the Big 12 did rotate. Initially, it was in Kemper Arena in Kansas. Then it moved to Dallas for a year, back to Kansas. Then it had a rotation of different places. But since 2010, it's been in the Spirit Center in Kansas, and it'll be there for the foreseeable future. So, they have a permanent home as well.
Because it's not really – I mean, it's not really a home court advantage for Vanderbilt, because they never – never any good.
Yeah.
Well, they can put it. They could put it in the home of Vanderbilt. They could put everything there because it wouldn't be an advantage.
Yeah, it's a Bridgestone Arena in Nashville, and Vanderbilt's had a couple good teams under Kevin Stallings, put some players in the NBA, but consistently, to your point, they're not a force in the SEC.
It would be different if they did it in Lexington every year. You know, that'd be a
problem.
That'd be a real problem. It's 931 ESPN 975 713-780-3776. I got to talk about, and I'm doing it. I'm every morning and every night I'm taking my CBD oil from American Shaman, and I'm loving it. I really am. I really do think I play better poker. I think I play a better golf because it's less anxiety. It relieves everyday stress for me. I'm told my immune system. I'm sleeping great. All of these, I take it before I go to bed, and I'm sleeping great, and you get quality sleep. I'm getting it. There's a calmness, a relaxation. I think I've got a healthy – I'm always positive, right, guys? I'm always positive, always. And, you know, I do have back issues and hip issues, and It's said to help with inflammatory stuff associated with exercise, and I just don't have that anymore. If you have, and 4th of July is coming, and your dogs, listen, there's CBD oil for dogs and cats and for animals because they might have anxiety issues. And, you know, fireworks might cause that. It might cause it if any of you veterans out there. And CBD supports a healthy response to stress and promotes calmness and relaxation. So if you need that for this 4th of July, you've got that as well. It is a different American Shaman. CBD oil is different. It's absorbed into the bloodstream much quicker and efficiently than regular CBD oil. It's science. It's the best of nature enhanced by science. So if you're looking for CBD oil, there are locations all over the city. Visit shopcbdtx.com. shopcbdtx.com.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5.
Hey, can I ask you guys a question, non-sports? Because we've mostly been sports today. Just kidding. Yeah, it's sports that aren't playing.
Did we?
So if I had boiling water, a pot of boiling water, or let's just say I just have boiling water. It could be a swimming pool of boiling water. And I said, what if I told you to get inside of that pot of boiling water, I'd give you $10. What would you say?
No.
How about $100?
No.
Okay. What am I wearing?
Nothing. You can wear whatever you want. Water. I don't care. You can wear whatever regular clothing you have.
No.
Okay. That's where my daughter stopped. I was talking to her. I said, if there was a pot of boiling water or just a big thing of boiling water, how much would you get inside of it for free? No. What about for $10? She goes, no way. I said, 50? No. I said, what about 100? Yes.
Well, how old is your daughter again?
My daughter's 9. Does she
understand the concept of boiling water and what $100 actually gets you?
No,
I don't think so.
What do you mean?
Does she understand that how quickly $100 would go if she got to choose what she wanted to buy? Does she understand the concept of
she
that?
She doesn't
understand. No, $100 to a kid is... had a bake sale, and they made like 7 of them made $60 in this bake sale, and they were like... Now, I think they felt like they were all, in their mind, $60. They felt like it was all their 60, but when I broke it up amongst 7 kids... They're like, oh, that's not as much. They were out there for 4 hours in the sun. When that math hit, it just hit way different for them. And they realized, man, it's like $2 an hour. That was a lot. But they still got all excited about that amount.
Kids ain't bright.
No.
has she ever been burned by boiling water before? Does she know? I don't think you can ask a child that age that question, because they're not going to give you a good response.
Did she ever touch boiling water?
No, I don't think so.
She doesn't know.
There's nothing. There's no amount of money that you could get into.
Right,
a
right.
Pot
she
of
doesn't know. She stopped at 100, and that's kids. That just lets you know a cutoff that mentally. This is why when you can play this game, I figured out as a litmus test for if they're psychologically and mentally developed enough to have major responsibilities. That's why Raheel is kind of questionable.
What do you mean?
Well, because Raheel is the guy that would say yes at a much lower dollar amount that I think normal people should say. Like, he would say yes to things. Now, even Raheel would say no to boiling water.
He does. He just says yes to disgusting things, not painful things. Like, he would lick something. But
yeah, that's true.
He doesn't do pain.
I guess there is a difference between disgusting and things that could cause harm.
Yeah, because disgusting, that's a mental thing in your head. And some of it could cause some harm depending on if something you ingest. But he's not jumping in a pot of boiling water for anything. He knows. That's why I say kids aren't really human beings. Because they don't have, first of all, some of at some point they develop empathy. But when does your child develop empathy? Like when they realize that
our kids, my kids are empathetic. They're empathetic.
But when did they develop it?
Oh, early on. I think it's nature.
Oh yeah,
it's nature.
No. They have empathy.
I think it's nature.
They have empathy. They have feelings for other. Actually, they have. Oh, they overfeel for illogical things.
Well, do their feelings supersede their own wants?
Well, like
no.
Maddie does.
It depends. Maddie's. Well, now wait a minute. Jesus. Every kid's wants are the primary driving factor in their lives.
That's what I'm saying. That if that's
a strong, strong, powerful thing.
When that still overcomes empathy for others, like, well, you know what happens if you do this, then this person doesn't do this, even though you really want this. When that's still the driving force, I'm like, yeah, you're barely human. You're barely human. I mean, you're breathing and living, but that particular emotion, I feel like, defines whether you're a developed human being.
Right. Let me see. I had somebody asking about where COVID clinics, where you can go get tested today. Somebody just texted me that if I knew, since I'm on the radio.
Well, I got texted at a gynecologist's office.
Different?
Mm-hmm.
Not the norm?
He's, no, not normal. Not normal. But he is a friend of mine. Our boys are friends. So.
Because I was just told that it's like really hard to find a place where you can go get tested.
No, just go to your doctor. He's got tests. What are you talking about? Every doctor's got tests.
You sure?
Yeah.
Where are these clinics? They're telling you the clinics are saying you can't, I guess. This is. I'll find out.
Well, Frankie got tested at our family doctor.
Huh. Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't. It's not that hard. It's actually pretty easy to get tested down.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. Who said this? What person said this?
Somebody on text line.
You
can't listen to those people.
You can't trust them.
You can't trust them.
They're untrustworthy.
So yeah. To be sure, neither one of you are getting in boiling water for 100.
No.
Yeah, me either. So I believe that just shows. I'm going to continue to ask this question as she gets older. Mm-hmm. And when the answers begin to change, I'll know whether or not she should be driving
mature.
A car,
right.
Babysitting, just little things. This will be like, how much would it cost you to get in boiling water? Mm-hmm. Would you do it for 100? Yes. Okay, thank you. That is what I needed to know.
I feel like Maddie's more likely to use the boiling water theory to figure out if someone's a witch. Like, I'm going to put you in this pot
of... If this hurts your hand, you're a witch.
No, if this hurts your hand, then you're normal. But if you find a way to survive it, then you're a witch. Wait a minute. So if I'm normal, I still hurt really bad? That's the price you have to pay for purity. I feel like she would...
For purity.
She would be right at home during the Salem witch trials.
No, she would have been... It would have been difficult for her because she would have like, this is really, we shouldn't be doing this. But
if they're
you
witches,
also shouldn't be a witch.
Where's your mark? Where is your witch's mark?
Well, if she's got to wear the scarlet letter A, she's got to wear the scarlet letter A.
That's a different thing. That's for adultery.
I know, but she would have 100%. You know why she doesn't like Bonanza now? You know why she's off of Bonanza?
Why?
She's
why,
off of Bonanza because one of, I guess, or no, is it Bonanza? Yeah, it's Bonanza. Somehow somebody kissed a woman that wasn't his wife on Bonanza, and they showed it on TV, and she's like, that's it. Bonanza's out. He's out, and Bonanza's out.
Was it
she
Little
shut
Joe?
It down. Now she's about, you know,
was
Golden Girls and Big Valley.
Around?
Wait, she can't be about the Golden Girls.
Golden Girls?
Blanche's was a...
Yeah, was
she
a
She liked to do stuff.
Yeah. No. Yeah, but did she
and
really get
Betty,
to do stuff?
And then even Betty White. Betty White's character was a little risque at times, too. How could she like the Golden
I don't
Girls?
Know what all my... Actually, they got my mother-in-law watching... My mother-in-law binged 3 seasons of Stranger Things with my son Mason. They went through all 3 seasons of Stranger Things. They're done in a week.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen anything like it. And then they made her watch The Office multiple seasons. And now they're watching the stupidest show that I have ever seen. And because it's quarantine, any other time I'd shut it down. But I'm like, it's Haters Back Off.
I don't know.
On Netflix, it is the stupidest show in history. The dumbest.
Oh, dumber than The
I think
Bachelor.
It's a YouTube star who created a Netflix series.
I just looked her up. She's a YouTube person. she got a show. Didn't last very long.
No, I can see why.
Yeah.
Haters, back off.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not suggesting
that. No, it's two seasons worth. Yeah, I know her. She wears this dramatic lipstick stuff. Yeah. I don't roll with that. I'm not rolling with that. You're not missing much, John. Pick something else for your quarantine.
Embarks on an unlikely quest for fame in this offbeat comedy. Oh God, I can't watch it. Look at her.
Yeah, she just over exaggerates the red lipstick, all that stuff. John, you got your things. You can watch. Well, you can't watch it with Wendy because you're quarantined. But when you're out of quarantine, watch Normal People with Wendy, and watch 000 this weekend.
Yeah, no, we're gonna watch 000. That's supposed to, we're gonna get on that. How many seasons is it?
It's one. This is the first season, 8 episodes, right?
8 episodes. It'll take you, John, 3 days at most. Because it's once you get into it, it's because there's 3 different storylines going on that are loosely tied together until the very end. And the last scene of the last season is one of the most memorable that you will ever see.
Good.
Yeah. It's extremely memorable. Trust me when I tell you that.
So was the last scene of Better Call Saul.
Yeah, I haven't seen that.
You're not on Better Call Saul. You need to get on it.
I'm supposed to get on like 1,000 shows. It's Lance. You got to watch Billions. Yeah, I want to. You got to watch Better Call Saul. Yeah, I want to. Like it's an avalanche that I can't stop. There is no end. My wife went so far through. Has this happened to you on Instagram? She's spending too much time on social media. When Instagram goes, you've reached. That's it. You've reached the end of Instagram. You've beaten the boss level.
What?
Like Instagram told her, you're all caught up. I didn't know that was a thing. Yeah. She actually hit.
No, you catch up from the day before.
But she's seen every picture I think Instagram's ever had.
No,
I think that's what they mean.
No, that's not it.
You're all caught up.
She defeated the boss level.
No, you're all caught up from what your followers are posting.
She got to the Instagram kill screen.
9:46 ESPN 97.5.
Answer that.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
If I'm Daniel Snyder, I change the name, the team name from the Redskins to the Bullets, just to show them. That's a good one, Dan. Not Dan Holden sent that. The only conference tournament that is played in Mississippi is the SWAC tournament. Of all the tournaments that shouldn't be played in Mississippi, it's the SWAC tournament.
I mean, yeah, Mississippi has that reputation, but certainly, I wonder how many Mississippi schools are in the SWAC, so maybe that's the reason they do it. I don't know that offhand, but yeah, if you missed
Jackson State,
Mississippi Valley State,
yeah,
Mississippi Valley State,
or maybe that's the reason they do that. If you missed it, the SEC has told the state of Mississippi if you don't get rid of your flag that has Confederate symbolism, we are going to not hold championships in your state anymore. And the obvious joke is, what championships are you holding there now? Mississippi doesn't seem like a destination for those type of things.
Not for SEC championships anyway.
And I will point out once again that Georgia's flag has a striking resemblance to the original Confederate flag. Not the one you see, you used to see at NASCAR races, but the original one, Georgia looks very similar, and they didn't tell Georgia not to change it. They're like, "Hey, Georgia, you're fine because we hold the SEC title game there. We appreciate what you do for us, so we're not going to tell you to do anything."
Georgia, that's surprising that Georgia would have a racist flag.
Yeah, it's weird,
isn't it? Not in the least. That's the least surprising thing ever. Mississippi's 1, Georgia's 2.
I imagine if we started going through the flags of the South, there'd be a lot. There'd be some callbacks to the Confederate flag, and you might have to be like, "Well, I guess we're changing all of them."
Have you guys seen these people singing the Trump song? These white people?
Yeah, they got crushed on Twitter.
Was it out of tune? Was there harmony?
Is today, it's Juneteenth, is today Trump's rally in Tulsa? Or did they cancel it?
I don't know.
They're still going forward. I don't know
if today.
It is today, I believe.
Yeah, in Tulsa.
Because we've heard quite a bit about the number of people who have requested tickets. I saw somewhere where it's like 800,000, although the arena is like only 19-something. So I believe that rally is either today or tomorrow. And Russell Westbrook's going to be there holding, I guess you might call it a counter rally. He and Kamala Harris will be in Tulsa having something to celebrate Juneteenth. So our Russell Westbrook, certainly part of the movement. No, it's going to be on Saturday. The rally's on Saturday. That rally's tomorrow, so it'll be June. It won't be today for Trump. I thought it was June 20th, and it is.
No, but originally, was it never originally scheduled for that?
It might have been, I believe, because that was the uproar that he was holding a rally on that day. But they moved it to the 20th. And apparently they're expecting, some reports expect 100,000 people to be in the area for the rally.
Wow.
Which seems like Tulsa's in for an uptick in COVID cases.
And uptick and race relations. Won't be any better. There will absolutely not be any heated arguments over race relations in Tulsa today. What a day to pick, though, to go to Tulsa.
Oh, it ain't no accident.
I'm telling you, dude just don't care about anything. You see the tweets he's sending out now, fake CNN reports?
he took a video that we've all seen.
Yeah, it's not.
And tried to just take the back end of it where one kid's, that was almost like cartoonish. Well, this isn't real.
My biggest issue is, was there no one in the camp that created that video that noticed that toddler was spelled wrong?
Yeah, the word toddler was spelled wrong in the fake, what's that called, a crayon?
A crayon, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't even know that was the name of it.
I don't know, maybe CNN has an issue spelling things correctly, and that's why that happened, but I doubt it. I just think they messed up spelling toddler. T-O-D-L-E-R, toddler.
Yeah. Dude don't care. He just don't care. He's just going to do his thing, and he don't care what anybody thinks.
Someone in his group knew what that date meant and was like, you know what? Let's try to either, I don't know, inflame some people or I don't know. I don't know. I don't know the reason for it, but he may not have known, but I think people in his circle knew. And that's why they went to Tulsa, site of the Black Wall Street Massacre. That ain't an accident. Now, I guess we'll find out what's in his message. Yeah, because once again, Russell Westbrook.
I got a feeling I know. Harmony, unity.
Well, that's what John keeps telling me.
That's all he's about.
Yeah, and Russell Westbrook and Kamala Harris will have a block party that on Saturday as well. That'll be at 4 p.m. So, I don't know if this was in the works before the
Which
Trump
one
announcement.
Will be better attended?
Well, a block party seems fun.
Right.
I think the question is, what will the demographics be of both of them?
I can't. It'll be whiter at Russell's than it will be black at Trump's.
I can see that.
Yeah.
There'll be more diversity at the Russell rally. Because Oklahoma City people, although it's Tulsa, but Oklahoma City was the pro sports team of that state. They still like Russell. So basketball fans will show up, and obviously people who are supporting the cause will show up. I feel like there's going to be a certain population at the Trump rally. Although he may invite black Trump supporters there to say, look, I keep telling you guys I've done so much for the black community, and these people believe me.
Look at my African American over there. You don't have that one anymore, do you?
I don't. I think that my one got might have been purged. I'm not sure.
Look at my
African-American. That was wild, and that was what during the campaign. I can't believe it's been 4 years almost.
How about that? Going on 4 years.
well, really 4 years since the campaign.
Flown by. And we've never been more unified. It's unbelievable.
I don't think you know what the word
unified
means.
We were a mess before Trump got into office, and now everyone together, pulling, oaring together,
John,
rowing the boat.
John, if
together.
I asked you to
rowing the boat.
Who are you, we're PJ Fleck?
You're PJ Fleck in this.
Yep. Yep. Well, I mean, I just feel like that because I feel uplifted by how, as a country, we're one.
What has been your favorite uplifting moment during this last 4 years or so?
My favorite, most uplifting moment? I think it was when the president went and held the Bible.
And that, you know, was what? Uplifting? You mean
all one country under God, indivisible.
You know,
indivisible.
You know, he tear gassed Americans to get to hold that Bible, right? And that was uplifting to you?
Sir, is that your Bible?
It's a Bible.
It's a Bible.
It's a Bible.
Oh, and look what I have here.
Look at my African American over here.
John says that to you.
Hey.
Not to me.
John, when you were going to run for president in, what was it, 16, you had a campaign. I wasn't over here
it
at the time.
It was before, way before. Was it 12 or what, 8?
It was that. No, it wasn't 8.
It's been a long time.
I was here in 8. I wasn't here in 12. Was it that? It wasn't that long ago, was it?
It's been a while. It might have been 12.
John, when did you run for whatever public office you did?
I ran for 12. And I ran for president in 12, I think.
You did?
Or maybe it was 8.
I think it was really early.
It was
on.
Definitely not 8, because I was here in 8.
Oh.
It was not.
Okay, it was 12 then.
I was seeing 12. This on Twitter like, what the hell's John doing?
Right. I'm running for president.
There
was
signs for your presidency also?
Yes, I still got my signs. Yes, yes. Yeah. Did you have a sign? Did you ever run for president? No. Did
no,
I
yes. You know what? You're right. I didn't.
Yes. Did you, Del? No,
well,
I did.
I was. I don't know if I was even part of the campaign. I just remember at one point you were stomping down the halls, just tossing papers out of people's hands as your campaign mm-hmm. video because you were. You weren't the law and order president. I don't know what you were at the time. But yeah, I was here for that.
I was getting things done. Okay, I was getting things done. Yeah, and I had to go in Mr. Gow's office and throw the papers all over the place. Yeah, that's what I did.
That was a bit. He just walked around tossing papers around.
That was his campaign video?
Yeah.
Was him throwing people's papers out of their hands?
Walking in rooms down the hallways, tossing papers around.
So that was your campaign strategy?
Yeah.
What exactly was it like meant to?
Surprisingly, I didn't win, but I was close. Surprisingly.
Surprisingly close. Let's hear this campaign ad.
Oh, you have it?
So wait. Renato for president? So, John, you're seriously going to run for president? How do you plan on doing that?
How am I going to do it, Sean? The way they would do it in the movies. I'm going to steal the Declaration of Independence.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Del, we need to win this election at all costs.
He just threw papers out of my hand.
Sean, I don't care if the other stations have boring sports talk. Not here, not on my watch.
He threw papers out of Sean's hand. Paper out of someone's hand, smacking papers three times in the hallway. That was some guy
David
from our Gal, past.
You may be the president of this company, but I'm looking to be the president of something bigger, the United States of America.
John, who in their right mind thinks you've got a snowball's chance of winning this election?
Who doesn't?
He threw out his papers.
Yes. So dumb. Whose idea was this, Frank's?
Todd's.
No, I know running for president, but the idea man behind this campaign, it was a chance. I forgot what it was. Who came up?
It was probably a chance.
Let's have John stomp through the office, tossing papers out of everybody's
hands. Now throw the papers,
hand.
John.
Yeah.
Knock them out of everybody's hands.
I made a couple appearances in the video. My attitude about John hasn't changed. If you watch it, I still am disgusted by him.
The look on your face sells it.
Yeah. Like, what is this idiot doing?
Listen, I say that all the time. I don't say it about Craig DeSerf. I don't say it about Rick Drenner. I don't say, what is this idiot doing with them? I do say it at times here on this show, but not when it comes to buying vehicles for my friends over in Angleton. And look, here's the deal. You know that the plants that make the cars, the manufacturing that is is grinded down to a standstill. I think they're back in some capacity, and you will have some new vehicles trickling out. But it's going to be a case where you want to find the best deals you can right now, and you want to find the best trade-in values that you can, because that's going to be the real look. There's a lot of places right now that have 0% financing opportunities and offers, but what are you getting? What's the price? What's the trade-in value? These are all questions that you should be asking. Right now, one of the biggest vehicles that they're moving right now is the Buick Encore GX. It's the very first model. I drove one as a loaner car when my vehicle was in the shop getting fixed. And I can tell you right now, it's smaller as a crossover vehicle, but it's incredibly sporty and it handles great. And it is really priced to attract. I think you're going to love this for your son or your daughter. If they're going off to school, they're getting their first vehicle. This is a fantastic vehicle for them. And if you're looking to say, you know what, I don't need my big crossover, I don't need my big SUV anymore, well, this could be something that makes a lot of sense for you, because it is priced to sell without question. Delivery to your doorstep never costs you anything extra. For more information on this vehicle, the Buick Encore GX, or any of the vehicles they have in stock, including the pre-owned, make sure that you go to LanceZCars.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money